Hello and welcome in to a very special edition of the Husky Bulletin Podcast. This intro is being recorded on February 29th, and yes, I caught one of the bugs that is floating around the office, around daycare, around my household, but I'm here. I've made it. Slaving over a hot microphone, but once again, welcome in to the Husky Bulletin Podcast. If you are listening to this on its release, it is Sunday, March 3rd at 4 p.m., and then tomorrow it will be available on all major podcast platforms. Why is this episode so extra special? Well, they all are, but this is officially the launch of Season 2 of the Husky Bulletin Podcast. Wow. We made it through Season 1. We made it through the soft launch. We made it through the launch of the station. We had guests in the building. We did it remotely. We surpassed quadruple numbers in downloads, and that doesn't even count the people that listen live during the premiere of every episode on good old-fashioned radio. Quite honestly, this would not be possible without you, the audience, and without the following sponsors. These are our partners. These local businesses are investing in our platforms. They are Wayne Nord Wetmore Wealth Management, Swing Lab Performance Golf in Lakeville, Ron's Repair, Federated Insurance, the Zappa Agency, Car Time of Owatonna, Premier Banks of Owatonna, Matthew Petzinger Agency of Waseca, Pizza Ranch, Hometown Credit Union, and R&K Electric. Once again, thank you so much to our investors, our partners. It's not possible for this to get done without you. And then, of course, huge, let's hear it up for the audience. Thank you so much. This podcast is worth it every other week to do, because guess what? I know for a fact, I get the numbers. People are tuning in. They're right in front of me. It's humbling. I'm grateful to be able to do this. And this is just one of the many ways, or one of the many shows, one of the many platforms that we are able to connect with our audience right here on still the all new The Fan, Owatonna, KFOW 106.3 on the FM dial, 1170 on the AM dial, which you are listening to right now if you're listening to it on the launch. We made it through 17 episodes. Mostly guest related. We had some special episodes that were season football preview. We had some that were best of in terms of the mic'd up misfits. The numbers in front of me, ironically, this is a guest driven show, but the one episode, shouldn't be surprising, that moved the needle the most, that got the most downloads, drumroll please, Owatonna football season preview, a deep dive into the 2023 Huskies. Second place, Ron Kahn. Yeah, Faith Family Football. He is a colleague of mine who has deep roots in football, deep roots in the South. I think he got his entire extended family and then some to get this thing downloaded. Really, really cool there. The one that launched the whole deal, the soft launch, Alec Holcomb, an awesome two-part episode, is third. Fourth is Jeff Williams. And I got to say this, fifth. In the top five, rounding out the top five, a two-piece with Mark Weiss. So those are some of the season one highlights. Going through the list of guests I've had, I mean, this is just awesome. We had the premiere with Alec Holcomb. We had Jeff Williams. He was technically the first guest we had on when we launched it, because Alec Holcomb was the soft launch. So season one, episode one, was chatting with the champion Jeff Williams. We had Parents Perspective with Rich Williamson. Jacob Ginski was part of the podcast in an interview I did with him, sort of a unique stitching together, an interview I had with him over the phone. We had Matt Scala. He was right here inside the building. Mark Weiss then came in here and we talked for a couple hours, broke then into two episodes. Steve Zappa was in here, Kevin Rainey. Then we had a postseason preview for the football. Thomas Campbell of Swing Lab also had an episode. John Quinlivan, the stat guy for Owatonna football, he came in. Then the Ron Kahn, Kevin Rainey, a second one with Kevin Rainey. We had Pat Webb and Chet Mock. They were interviews that were done, or conversations that were conducted over the Mic'd Up Misfits. Ryan Cronenbusch, another great episode. He was on the Mic'd Up Misfits. I stitched together a conversation with him into an episode on the Husky Bulletin Podcast. All right, so who is our guest? Who is it going to be to launch season two? Well, we technically had a high school athlete on in Jacob Ginski. But that was an interview I did with him. I think it was after a game or something like that. It was over the phone. But in person, this young man has accomplished so much over his high school career at Owatonna High School. Multi-sport athlete, very mature. I always say he's 18 going on 35. So launching season two, Owen Beyer. Yes, Owen Beyer of the Owatonna hockey team. He also played football, but this is a hockey-centric episode. We actually chatted at the Four Seasons Center. So if you hear us talking about angles on the ice and pointing, that's just, you know, natural conversation. And also if you hear a little background noise, that's from the arena. But it actually turned out pretty well. Huge thanks to Owen Beyer for willing to meet up after he had just put in a couple hours of ice time. He just got out of the shower. We chatted for about 45 minutes. And then I was able to put together an awesome episode for you guys with Owen Beyer. Big thanks to him. So here we go. Season 2, Episode 1 of the Husky Bulletin Podcast.
If he hears this, he's going to hate me for saying this. The dream and the goal right now is play Division I somewhere in the Big Ten.
There you go.
So that's the goal, and I'm not going to shoot for anything less than that. Obviously, here we go again.
Yep.
You stupid Lakeville team. I was so in shock that I literally looked at him and I was just like speechless. There was someone upstairs that
yes.
was putting that puck right there. This is the last time that we'll ever play these guys, make it a good run, and let these guys never forget that we beat them the last time we ever played them.
You don't need, and that's a promise. Runs Repair, always fast and fair. Runs Repair, we care.
Attention area golfers, are you ready to take your game to the next level this winter? Or maybe you're just looking to have a little bit of fun with your buddies this weekend? Look no further than Swing Lab Performance Golf Center, conveniently located just up the road in downtown Lakeville. At Swing Lab, their expert staff of PGA-certified instructors are here to ensure your gear remains as sharp as your game, assisting with everything from comprehensive instructional sessions to individual club fittings. But wait, that's not all. Swing Lab's suite of cutting-edge simulators are the perfect destination to host your next golf-themed party or company outing. Winter rates range between $49 and $59 per hour and can accommodate up to 8 people at a time. Contact Swing Lab by calling 763-453-5892 or visit them online at swinglabperformancegolf.com. Swing Lab Performance Golf. Practice like a pro.
With Buffet Your Way, you can order any pizza you want and we'll bake it and make sure you get the first slice. And with all our crust, sauces, and toppings, we can make you 14,839,552 different pizzas. Just not, you know, all at the same time.
Pizza Ranch, everyone's favorite buffet.
Lucas here at the Owatonna Pizza Ranch. Come on down to the Pizza Ranch buffet any time of day between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day of the week to enjoy Buffet Your Way at Pizza Ranch.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Car Time of Owatonna is your trusted hometown used car dealership. At Car Time, we believe in taking the hassle out of your car buying experience. With over 22 years of serving our local community, we know what it takes to find you the right vehicle at the right price. Our commitment to quality doesn't end with the sale. Our full-service facility ensures that your car remains in top-notch condition, keeping you on the road with peace of mind. At Car Time, we care about your time. Visit cartimeofowatonna.com or call 507-446-9218.
At Hometown Credit Union, we are proudly celebrating our 50-year anniversary. What originally started with little more than a ledger book and a cash box, Hometown is now a not-for-profit financial institution that serves the needs of over 23,000 people. We offer all the products and services you expect, while also being personal enough to truly partner with our members through all of life's journeys. Join us at www.hometowncu.coop and see why the Hometown Credit Union can be your trusted partner for financial success.
At American Family Insurance, your small business is a big deal to us. You've worked hard to achieve your goals and face challenges like rising inflation and staffing shortages. I know because as an American Family agent and business owner right here in your community, I've faced them too. As you continue to build your dream, know that I'm here to help. I've built my business with a vision of helping you protect yours. Contact Matthew Petzinger, agent at Matthew R. Petzinger Agency, LLC at 101 State Street South in Waseca or call 507-835-2770 today. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Whether it's estate planning, real estate, or family law, having a trustworthy legal partner is essential, and the Iacovino Law Office is here for you. Jason Iacovino believes in providing personalized attention to every case. You're not just a number, you're a valued client deserving of the best legal representation possible. Jason Iacovino Law Office, he is your attorney, your neighbor, your friend, your advocate. Visit Iacovino Law Office in downtown Blooming Prairie or call 507-583-6663.
All right, welcome back into the Husky Bulletin Podcast. I am here, as you probably heard in the intro, with Owen Beyer. Owen, thanks for coming on, and let's just chat some hockey and jump right into it. Maybe kind of start where the season ended. Back-to-back games, OT winners against two of the best teams that you played, but let's start with Northfield. You didn't win the conference or anything like that, but That was huge. Yeah. Just talk about how that really propelled you guys into the postseason, and then the shot. How did that whole thing get set up?
Yeah, I mean, we know Northfield's a great team. I mean, what are they, sixth or seventh in the state in 1A? So yep. Going into it, we knew they were going to be a pretty good squad. You know, winning that game gave us a lot of confidence. Everything we did in that game is what we needed to do in sections. And going into that game, we prepared perfectly and ended up getting the job done greatly, and in the play that actually won the game.
Yep.
So Mark kind of got it down on the blue line, on our blue line, and I was like, there's 10 seconds left. I might as well just finish the game off strong and skate down at the puck as hard as I can. And he ended up just chucking it, banked it right off the boards. And, I mean, it just – there was someone upstairs that yes. was putting that puck right there, and it just chipped right in. I mean, it couldn't have been a more crazy, fun game to be a part of.
Do you kind of feel like in that game, you guys played like there was nothing to lose? Conference yeah. wasn't on the line. Let's just go out and beat these yeah. guys.
And speaking of that, is a lot of what it was about is, for us, it was the last time we knew we were ever going to play Northfield. Yep. And like Weiss was talking about earlier when he came in there and gave us a pregame speech, it was like, this is the last time that we'll ever play these guys, make it a good run, and let these guys never forget that we beat them the last time we ever played them.
Yeah.
So going into it, like you just said, we got nothing to lose. They got everything to lose because they didn't lose a game the whole conference. And
that's
then
right.
We were the only team to beat them. So definitely a big one and definitely a confidence booster. So.
And it was on this ice right here.
It was.
Too, which
it was.
Has got to feel good. Too.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll just skip ahead to the first round. Okay, Lakeville North. I've been here since 2012. Never beat North. I don't know. Do you know if you guys have ever beaten them?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. I know last year 3-0 we lost. It was a tough one, but.
Yep. Well, then this year you guys got up 3-0, right?
Right.
Kind of a crazy game, I guess. Yeah. But just talk about how that whole thing evolved and coming out on fire and then letting them back in. Was there ever a sense,
I'm guessing not, but here we go again with Lakeville North.
obviously, here we go again with these stupid Lakeville teams. But we're up 3-0. Felt really good, but I think we felt a little too good. Got overconfident. And they ended up, like City's teams are able to just put pucks in the net. That's what they do. Ended up putting three in right before the buzzer there, and ended up going into overtime. But just talking to the guys right as we're going in the overtime, what can we do now?
Yeah.
Right? We're in this situation. We got to go out there and play our game and finish it off here. Ended up going out there, didn't score for 8 minutes in the first one. In the locker room, we're just talking, let's go out there and end it right away. And, you know, talking into an existence, and that's what happened. So, yeah, it was perfect.
So that's the goal. I don't think I'm getting them confused. So the one against Northfield, was that right down there?
Okay. Yep.
So the North one, how did that whole goal materialize? Kind of.
It was.
I'm sure it's pretty vivid.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. So I remember one of our D. I can't remember or recall which one it was, but they dumped it in. We went on the forecheck. I went down, got the puck, and actually threw it out front. Zach Knott got a very good opportunity. The goalie made a great save. I don't know how it didn't go in. He made a good save. Then it went back in there, into their zone, stayed in their zone, and there was actually a turnover right here at this blue line. And while that was all happening, I was kind of fluctuating right down in that zone, just chilling, just trying to be quiet. Nobody heard me. If you look at on film, I was literally standing there for about 5 seconds, just waiting to see something would happen.
Yep.
And ended up not got the puck right on his stick, came right out, and I was just screaming for it. Gave it to me, and I just buried it.
Boom.
Great pass, yeah.
That right there had to be, I mean, is it hard to put that in words?
Yeah.
Sure, but that just, the emotions had to be crazy after that.
I mean, there's no better feeling than an OT winner, and then even to put on the section win on top of that is nothing better than that experience, to go through that and then celebrate with all the buddies after too. It was sweet.
Yeah, your last game here, it's going to be a memorable
exactly,
one.
Exactly, for sure.
And then obviously it's like, hey, you beat North, and congratulations, you get. You know, top 15 team in South, and Josh Storm, right?
Yeah.
Not all 5-0 games are created equal.
Yeah.
In your mind, you know, how did you match up against them, and what was kind of the difference in that one?
Yeah, tough to say, obviously. Yeah. Losing 5-0 doesn't look like a close game, but I think, obviously, all the injured players that we had, I don't like to make excuses, but I mean,
things
that we went through 2 days before, even. We played a game and a half. We ended up running two lines most of the game, and you know, those Lakeville teams, they have a lot more numbers than what we do, especially with the guys that we had out. They just had more numbers. They had more energy. Going out there right away, I think our first line, we had 4 shifts in 5 minutes. So, you know, hate to say it, but after the first period, we were just dead.
Gassed.
You know, we were just gassed. We had nothing left in us, playing a game and a half 2 days before, and then going out there and having to play a better opponent.
Yep.
And then playing with two lines again was definitely tough on us. But, again, they were a fast team. If we have everybody healthy, it would have been a lot closer game. I think
sure.
we could have obviously possibly won. You know, I think it was the biggest key factor was energy. They had more than what we did. They came out flying faster, and they came out on top. So
that Thursday, Saturday, that's brutal, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double OT, right. The emotions and all that.
Yeah.
But
with Buffet Your Way, you can order any pizza you want, and we'll bake it and make sure you get the first slice. And with all our crust, sauces, and toppings, we can make you 14,839,552 different pizzas. Just not, you know, all at the same time.
Pizza Ranch, everyone's favorite buffet.
Lucas here at the Owatonna Pizza Ranch. Come on down to the Pizza Ranch buffet any time of day between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day of the week to enjoy buffet your way at Pizza Ranch.
Attention area golfers. Are you ready to take your game to the next level this winter? Or maybe you're just looking to have a little bit of fun with your buddies this weekend. Look no further than Swing Lab Performance Golf Center, conveniently located just up the road in downtown Lakeville. At Swing Lab, their expert staff of PGA-certified instructors are here to ensure your gear remains as sharp as your game, assisting with everything from comprehensive instructional sessions to individual club fittings. But wait, that's not all. Swing Lab's suite of cutting-edge simulators are the perfect destination to host your next golf-themed party or company outing. Winter rates range between $49 and $59 per hour and can accommodate up to 8 people at a time. Contact Swing Lab by calling 763-453-5892 or visit them online at swinglabperformancegolf.com. Swing Lab Performance Golf. Practice like a pro.
Runs, repairs, we care. Locally owned, family run. All makes and models will get the job done. Trustworthy, award-winning service. We won't sell you what you don't need. And that's a promise. Runs, repair. Always fast and fair. Runs, repair.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Car Time of Owatonna is your trusted hometown used car dealership. At Car Time, we believe in taking the hassle out of your car buying experience. With over 22 years of serving our local community, we know what it takes to find you the right vehicle at the right price. Our commitment to quality doesn't end with the sale. Our full-service facility ensures that your car remains in top-notch condition, keeping you on the road with peace of mind. At Car Time, we care about your time. Visit cartimeofowatonna.com or call 507-446-9218.
Ameriprise Financial Advisors can work with you to provide personalized, goal-based advice based on your short and long-term goals. Plus, you can track your investments and find financial solutions with our digital tools and regular meetings. Call Wayne Norwood Wetmore Wealth Management, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, today at 507-444-0901. That's 507-444-0901. Office is located at 1850 Austin Road, Owatonna, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
In this economy, when it comes to your financial security, it's important to trust your financial advisor. That's what sets Steve Zampa apart. Operating out of his office in Owatonna for more than 3 decades, Steve is a part of this community and takes a personal approach to managing your investments, understanding the difference between a return of your money and not just on your money. Reach out to the Zampa Agency today by calling 451-9343 and start securing your financial future. Steve Zampa, your personal financial advocate for 32 years. Stephen M. Zampa, representing American National Property and Casualty Company, Springfield, Missouri, and affiliates. Terms, conditions, and eligibility require supply.
This segment of the Husky Bulletin Podcast is being brought to you by Wayne Norwood Wetmore Wealth Management, Swing Lab Performance Golf, the Zappa Agency, Ron's Repair, Car Time of Owatonna, Premier Banks of Owatonna, American Legion Post 77, Hometown Credit Union, and R&K Electric. Wayne Norwood Wetmore of Ameriprise Financial is a proud all-star partner of the Fan Owatonna and can be found on the Austin Road Business Center. Please give them a call at 507-444-0901. Swing Lab Performance Golf, conveniently located just up the road in Lakeville. Swing Lab is Minnesota's premier golf performance training and club fitting center. Their multiple cutting-edge simulator rooms can also be rented at an affordable hourly rate. Visit them online at swinglabperformancegolf.com. And then my good friend and yours, the Zappa Agency, is your local insurance agency offering affordable options to protect you and your family. Give Steve a call at 451-9394 or visit him right downtown on Main Street, connected to the fire station. Ron's Repair, let's all say it, Ron's Repair, we care. Call them at 507-451-8678 or visit them online at autorepairowatonna.com. Car Time of Owatonna wants to take the hassle out of the used car buying experience. Visit Car Time on North County Highway 45, about a quarter mile east of Interstate 35 near Hardee's. And don't forget, CarTime boasts a full car repair and service facility. Check them out online at CarTimeOfOwatonna.com. Premier Banks of Owatonna. Premier Banks and its full suite of banking services are backed by a solid team of experienced, specialized individuals to assist you with all of your banking and mortgage needs. Reach out to them today by calling 451-0231. Hometown Credit Union. Their loans offer competitive rates, personalized service, and a variety to fit your needs. Take your first step toward reaching your financial goals at Hometown Credit Union. And then the new kid on the block, R&K Electric. If you're searching for an electrician in Owatonna, turn to R&K Electric. Community and honesty are some of the core values of their business. They serve residential customers in Owatonna and the surrounding areas. Visit them online at rkelectricmn.com. Now, back to the show.
The season as a whole, I mean, you and I chatted, I think, beginning of the season, middle of the year, I don't remember, but it was, this is kind of a special group, right? Mm-hmm. You guys came through the system all the way since you were started playing hockey, and then ultimately finally got that opportunity to play. Everything that happened in the off season. Have you ever been through a more emotional season in any sport, right? Especially, you know, just considering everything?
Yeah, I mean, like you just talked about emotional. Yeah. This team has been through a lot. We went through a lot this season.
Yep.
And I think some of those big wins that we had this year were because of all the stuff that we've been through, yep. Like from all the injuries, just little things that make each other stronger and almost combined each other as one, definitely helped in the success that we had, for sure.
Yeah, the adversity, I think, sometimes can brings you guys closer together.
Yeah, it was, that's a perfect way to say it, yeah.
Well, you know, it's one of the years or one of the seasons where I kind of feel like you elevated the level of Owatonna hockey,
yeah,
because you guys are not the only good group coming through.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'd love to have been hanging a banner up here, right? But
yeah,
you didn't.
That's the goal.
But
yeah.
Looking back now, do you kind of feel like you left Owatonna hockey, or this group did, in a better spot than
yeah,
when you
for
came
sure.
In?
I mean, after the game, I was just talking with my line mates Brody and Joe Webster, mm-hmm, about, I mean, all the impact that we left on the younger kids here. I mean, the amount of younger kids and people that we had here at games was crazy, and it definitely helped us. And the impact, like you talked about, is I think we left a good one.
Definitely.
I think we left a good one with some OT wins and some close games and the North win.
Yep.
You know, that stuff sticks to people, and you know, that stuff will help kids want to get there and want to beat Lakeville South because they see us, how good of a team we were, and they want to go do it now too. So
even just, I can remember probably 8 years ago, and it was Lakeville North Owatonna. I don't want to say that Owatonna did belong on the same ice, but it was when Josh's teams would go up there playing these section games. It's like they played at a totally different level. Whether or not Lakeville North was down or not, it really doesn't matter. That was big because I think, like you said, it shows we could beat those teams.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I think a different scenario, Lakeville South would have been could have happened too. But kind of switching gears a little bit to yourself now, some speaking of just emotional things happening, you made a big decision. We talked a little bit off the air of how, I guess, kind of convoluted or confusing the hockey tiers are. But you're going right now, you've tended with Janesville.
Yep, yep.
Talk about that process in terms of juniors teams reaching out to you, and ultimately, you know, for now, Janesville seems like it's a good fit.
Yeah, it's really confusing, like you said. It's kind of hard to talk about, but tenured to Janesville, great opportunity, and coaches that I talk to and my guy that I go through helped me out a lot.
Is it Wynn?
Lincoln
Wynn,
I mean, I seriously wouldn't be able to do it without him. The stuff that, the knowledge that he gave me through junior hockey that I didn't know about, like we were talking about earlier, is crazy helpful, and what he did to get me where I am. I mean, I wouldn't have tendered to them if it weren't for him. So
for sure.
Yeah, definitely a big help, and Janesville's a great place. Talking to their coaches, you know, everything just lined up. Actually, Coach Will knew one of their one of their guys there he knew from a while ago, so you know the dots just started to line up there, and Wags actually knew someone there, and you know everything just lined up great there. So I thought I'd make a good decision, and yeah, it should be great there.
So the recruiting process is a little different than going to a 4-year university right out of high school. For a lot of people don't know, if you're going to play hockey in college, you're going to play juniors first. When did the recruiting process start for you, and then was it more you reaching out to teams or teams reaching out to you? How does that whole work in the beginning?
Sophomore year I talked to a few programs, but nothing major like tendering or anything like that. And then it was kind of scary, obviously, with my injury. Didn't really know what was going to happen. Didn't know if programs were going to completely forget about me. Came out and I guess performed good enough to for teams to want me, and all the hard work pays off, I guess.
Did you feel like you had a lot of pressure coming into your senior year, because you're did you even play last year? You missed the whole year, right? That's what I thought, but I just wanted to check. Senior year, I mean, you had a lot to prove in so many different ways. Did you feel that when you first started?
Yeah, obviously, pressure. anybody coming into a new season feeling pressure, but a lot of pressure, but I think the guys helped me out getting in comfortable with first game back and whatnot, and going hard in practice, getting hit a little bit, getting back into it. So that all the little things helped.
So Lincoln, he's been huge for Weiser, too.
Kids.
I mean, my gosh,
he's like Solitana.
He definitely. And he was up at Alaska, I think, for a while, right? The head coach or assistant. But so in terms of the recruiting process, did he do a lot of, hey, we've got this guy here to, you know, had you known him for a while, and how did your relationship with him just help out?
I didn't actually know him until this year.
Oh, nice.
We kind of came in contact when I really figured out that that's what I wanted to do. You know, growing up, I knew what I wanted to do, but now it was senior year.
Became
this
real.
This is when it came real, and this is when it had to happen. So, you know, I mean, I don't even know what to say. He helped out so much, and what he's done for me is just incredible.
He's instrumental, for sure. Yeah. I've heard that name quite a bit with Owatonna Hockey. Yep. And do you visit other places? Because it is different than college. I'm very curious, you know. Yeah. But did you get to visit Janesville or any other spots? How does that work?
Really, I have not visited any junior spot.
Isn't atypical,
right?
But
I talked to Lincoln about that, actually, because my parents and I were confused with the process as well. And he kind of just said, what guys do in juniors is, you know, you find a spot, and that's where you go to play. And you go there to get to the next level, and you're not going there for, you know, you're not going there for 4 years. You're going there to not stay there. You're going there to get to the, it's part of the path, not, you know what I mean? So
for sure. Yeah. Well, and you and I were talking a little off the air, the path that you could potentially take. Yes, Janesville could be part of that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, what are some of the other things that could evolve with this whole situation?
Yeah. My end goal is obviously to go and get drafted into the USHL, like we talked about a little bit earlier. And, you know, that would be really big. 96% of athletes that play in the USHL go Division I. So that's that's obviously the goal that every kid wants, every dream that you could dream of is to go and play there. It'd be big to do that, but if that doesn't happen, like we just talked about, if that's not my path, then my path's somewhere else, and we'll just take it there.
Well, and then you got guys like Zach Weiss who proved you don't have to play. He was tier three. So.
Right,
But yeah, in terms of Owatonna Hockey growing up, who are some of the guys that you did look up to? Because, like I said, it's growing, and it's, you know, who are some of the guys that you kind of
I would say growing up when I remembered watching. I would say like Dom Valento, Casey Pedersen, some of the guys that I actually played with, Cale Variety, Casey Johnson, or Casey Pedersen I played with. Casey Johnson was in Dom's grade, but you know, they were great players, great, some of the guys that I played with, great guys to be around, and definitely helped me out with some of the leadership roles that I play in now was definitely a part from what they taught me and what they helped me out with.
Yeah, in terms of you as a player on the ice, what are some of the things that you kind of feel like you bring to the next level? What is your game? If you had to assess yourself, I know it's putting you on the spot, but what type of game do you have? Or what do you take pride in, I guess?
I think my speed is a big factor.
Yep.
I think I have a solid shot. Definitely, I think my IQ is really high. Just creating plays around the ice, beating defenders with little moves, and making other players around me better. So,
hockey-wise, I mean, honestly, your brother, I don't know if he ever tried it or whatever, but no, that's
nope.
No. All right.
Nope.
He found his niche, though, for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When did you first try hockey? Did you get into it young?
Yeah,
it's quite a trip.
Yeah, I mean, I was 6 years old, I think. So some of the kids are like 3 years old, but
diapers and then hockey.
Right, exactly. I actually wrestled for a little bit because that's what my dad did.
Yeah,
he was forcing me to wrestle, and wrestled for a little bit, and then I just kind of fell in love with shinny hockey, and then I was like, Mom and Dad, let me play some hockey here. So finally signed me up and fell in love with the sport after that. So
to be able to play with the core of the guys that you did growing up with, as you know, in the high school at the highest level you guys will be together, that's got to be cool too. I mean, has that hit you yet that it's over with that group? I mean, it's been a couple days. I know it's hard, but that's got to be stuff that's going through your mind.
That's a tough question, obviously, because I haven't went through that yet. But, I mean, obviously, right after the game, you kind of say your goodbyes at the end of the season, and you know it's your last game you'll ever play in high school. Tough experience, but everybody goes through it, right? So there's only one team at the end of the year that ends off with a W, so... definitely tough, but, you know, we'll all stick together with the team we had and the guys and friendships that we created through it. So, you know, we'll always be buddies no matter what.
What are some of the memories that you have with this group growing up? Because I'm sure there's a lot.
some Duluth trips, some crazy stories, some funny stories. Friday, Saturday, Sunday tournaments growing up. you know, going to Bantam's state tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, just it's crazy to think about that. That's all over now, and everything that we've gone through with that group is done with.
And then this year too, when you guys evolved to the last stage here, in the beginning of the year, what was it, 10-0, 12-0, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then when you guys were playing at your best this year, what was it about this team on the ice that really kind of made you guys special? Because it is a special group. I mean, almost 20 wins. That doesn't happen every year.
Like I said, I think the biggest thing coming into this year was confidence. We had we had confidence looking at the schedule, and we were like, we can win every game if we play our best game. We had confidence from Bantam year going to state, and we just had, like I said earlier, our whole team was one through all the adversity, all the things that we've been through. You know, we really just came together and, you know, had a great season. Obviously didn't end up how we wanted it, but everything helped out with the little things, adversity. You know, Coach Will coming in, I mean, hats off to him, what he did. I had to bring him up. I mean, he was a big factor of all the success we had today or this whole year and what we did throughout the season.
What was that like? I'm sure you knew of him before, but you hadn't played for him, right?
Yeah.
What was that adjustment like for not only you but everybody else?
Yeah, I really did not know him at all.
There you go.
And then knowing Fromm and then having him passing, it was obviously really tough. Never knowing what you're going to get in a new coach, right?
Sure.
But he came in, and we loved him right away.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to, if he hears this, he's going to hate me for saying this, but I think we were out here on the first day, and we were out there, and he just wiped out right on his butt. And the guys were laughing, and I mean, you know what I mean? That's
good way to break the ice, no pun intended,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Like the little things that just made us one, and he just came in and didn't really care about anything. He just was always himself, and just, again, made our whole team one, and did a great job throughout the season. And how he was...
it's an impossible situation for him, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He was... It was... probably hard to see from behind the scenes, mm-hmm. but he was probably one of the most calm coaches I've ever had.
Nice.
But I loved it, and I know a lot of the other guys loved it as well, because the Fletcher was more high energy. Wags is high energy.
Yeah.
And then Coach Will is low energy, so it was the nice combination of that just really flowed really well together.
And then Coach Fromm, you know, we have to talk about him.
Yeah.
I think we, if you knew him well or didn't, we kind of probably all remember where we were, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for someone like you, where were you when you found out, and how do you process something like that? I'm sure you still are, but, you know.
Yeah, it was early in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was actually sleeping, and my parents came up and woke me up. It was a really tough deal, but, I mean, they told me, and I didn't even start crying because I was so in shock.
Probably didn't register.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was so in shock that I literally looked at him, and I was just, like, speechless. And I then got a text from Coach Williams because we were in the football season.
Sure.
And he brought all the guys in that were on the football team mm-hmm. that just to be there for us, obviously, with the tough situation that it was. He brought us all in, and not all the guys knew right away, but I happened to know because Roy had sent it out to a couple of the guys. And I heard before what everybody else did that was on the football team and got there. And I mean, the second I got there, just I saw everybody before they even told us. And as soon as I saw everybody, I just kind of that was the first time I broke down.
Mm-hmm.
Just really came into realization that he was gone. And it was crazy, but yeah, crazy situation. Something I will never forget. Something I'll always be playing for. And
But he left a lasting impression in 2 years. Just talk about the good things with him, because there's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Talk about the impression he made on Owatonna Hockey and you as a player.
Yeah. I mean, what did he not
great
for the program?
Yep.
I think even yesterday there was a Kodiak practice here, so he completely brought a summer team to Owatonna just to develop younger kids and get more kids to come to Owatonna and play hockey here. So just the little things that he started are still here, traditions that he started are still here, and you know, he just did a bunch of the program to help us.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm sure it's not easy to talk about, but everyone I had never met him, but everyone who has, like,
always full energy.
Right.
Always full energy.
And they had nothing but positive things. And you know, when people pass away, you always hear how great.
Yeah.
But this just seemed genuine.
Yeah.
Like he was just the real deal. And
for sure.
Because I think he started right after I left, and, you know, I don't know how our paths didn't cross.
Yeah.
But it's even, it seems like he made quite the impression for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's really not any easy way to pivot from that, but still trying to look forward here. You know, after juniors, wherever that path takes you, ultimately, you're going to want to play 4 year. You know, you've said that's what you want to do. Is it anywhere, basically, right now? Any level right now? Any part of the country? Or just see what happens kind of thing?
See what happens. Yep. But obviously the dream and the goal right now is play Division I somewhere in the Big Ten.
There you go.
So that's the goal, and I'm not going to shoot for anything less than that. So,
nice.
Yep.
What can happen, baby?
Right?
Look at Weiser.
And that's a great way to put it. You look at someone that played in the lower level and still made it happen.
Yep.
You know, hard work, that just shows that some of the things I've heard about what he did and how hard he worked, and it just shows that that's what can happen. You never know what can happen. And that's what I want to try to do. So
if you can play, they'll find you.
Yeah, exactly. And you got the right mindset and the hard work, and you got the off-ice stuff too figured out. And, you know, and he has everything figured out, and that's 100% why they took him.
For sure. It's a crazy route to take, but it's going to be a nice, fun couple of years for you for sure. All right, Owen Beyer, this has been the Husky Bulletin Podcast. Thanks for coming on.
For sure. Thank you for having me.
Good luck in the future. And once again, this has been Owen Beyer on the Husky Bulletin Podcast.
That concludes the conversation with Owen Beyer. Keeping with the hockey theme and rounding out the episode will be highlights from a conversation we had with Tom Brewer on the Mic'd Up Misfits on Monday, February 26th. Brewer is the current color commentator for the Owatonna boys and girls hockey teams and the former athletics director at the prestigious Shattuck St. Mary's just up the road in Faribault. His hockey roots run deep. The chat includes a few comments on the season as a whole for both boys and girls teams. Enjoy, and thanks once again for listening to the Husky Bulletin Podcast.
Bowen Byer had one whale of an end of a season. I mean, talk about back-to-back games against two of the better teams they played all year, Northfield for sure, game-winning goals. I mean, that's a way to do it, right?
Yeah, in overtime.
Yeah, OT, you know, that's
and,
right.
And that both was, of them. And I actually, that was the first boys game I ever did the play-by-play because Roy wasn't there.
Nice.
And it was one of those plays at the end of the game that you just, oh, the puck got cleared out of the zone, 10 seconds left, game's probably going to end. And then all of a sudden he flew down and did this little poke check beyond the goalie. And it was like just this crazy moment for calling a game that you don't expect. It was like I had almost packed it in, like, all right, game's over.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a total change.
That's about as exciting as you're going to get. So good for Byer, good for the hockey team. This is obviously all the emotion going on in the season, losing your coach. You've got this group of kids that's been earmarked for many years. And I'd say this was a successful year. Obviously not where they wanted things to end up. Tough draw, I would say, definitely in the bracket. And ran into, you're going to have to beat South at some point, but you never know. You'd like to maybe get to that section title game, but it is what it is. I think Century / JM beat Owatonna this year.
They beat us once, and we tied once.
Tied once. So you look at it, yeah, maybe Century did deserve it, but then again, you kind of look at some of the teams that Owatonna beat, and say, ah, it is what it is. It's over. It's done. It's been sort of a, I don't want to say a renaissance in girls hockey, but maybe they've sent on a couple girls to playing D1 and success at the Division I level. You've got conference titles, and then I think some of those girls were still left over from that winning culture that was kind of spearheaded by the Wolves, you know, Ezra Owen, all that, and more that aren't necessarily playing in college. But yeah, do you kind of feel like that's part of, they weren't really intimidated per se against Northfield? Is that maybe?
Yeah, no, they, you know, I think they bounced back from the earlier game, Northfield, I think it was what,
6-1 or something.
Yeah, 7-4 or something like that.
So yeah.
They hung with them for a long time, but then the depth of Northfield kind of caught up to them towards the end of the game. It was great to see how they battled with them. And obviously a good team, ended up losing to the Northfield, ended up losing to the state champs, Edina. So nothing to hold your head down there to be a one-goal overtime loss to a team that lost to the state champs. So And I think coming up, the girls look good. And sort of the boys. I mean, you know, we saw a sophomore step in at the end of the year who really started to contribute and play and, you know, moved up from JV. So I think that there's a lot filling that void, too, for the boys next year.
Yeah, if we could just look into the boys a little bit more, and maybe we'll kind of analyze things, kind of bounce back and forth. But beyond just the surface with the Byers and the Mitchells and all that kind of stuff, what kind of stuff do they have coming back? You said some of those sophomores, I mean, junior. You know, a lot of times with hockey, you can come up early and contribute, but it's usually those seniors that are really anchoring those teams. But just overall, I mean, mapping out the whole team, how do they kind of look in terms of stuff coming back?
Yeah, I think you had Good Nature, right? Byer was a senior. You're losing Sletten, who was your backbone on. Yeah. You know, he played basically every game but one in net. So, you know, that's a little bit of an unknown, and he did really propel them in a lot of games to stay in them or win some games. So that's, as much as losing Byer's offensive prowess, that's just
His leadership, too.
Yeah. Everywhere on the ice. I mean, you could tell as soon as, even in that game against Lakeville North, he was at a different level than he had been all season long, you know, and that was just that, you know, lead by example type of thing. And he really, you know, got that overtime goal. It was just amazing, but just how he played throughout that game. And then, you know, looking again back on the back end with Sletten, it was kind of very similar in the sense is that he propelled them in a lot of ways. So I think that's going to be a question mark because I don't know what they really have coming up when it comes to the goaltending side of things. But you do have some younger group, that 10th, 11th graders. Those are the kids that did go to, you know, I think, did they win state for Bantams
back in the day? That. Yeah.
So there is definitely a core group of kids that once given that opportunity are going to you know, I think be good. I think we'll hold our own next year when it comes to the boys.
We've talked about this over and over again. You go north of Northfield, that's hockey country. You can even call it Northfield hockey country. I don't know, but it's
this year you
definitely can. It is really kind of crazy how
I mean, it's been since 1977 since the big school has been won by a Southern Minnesota team. And now that's hockey's not the only sport that has that problem where the Metro dominates, but in hockey, it's especially stark. And what one of these teams is going to break through, I don't know. Some of those section, yeah, your thoughts?
Well, no, it's funny because Roy said something during the broadcast when we were playing North. Like, I think once in the last 15 years has a non-Lakeville team represented Section 1.
It's
that hill that any team south of Northfield has to climb, which is kind of a little tangent, but not really. Northfield's playing Class A. Their girls play Double A.
Yeah.
So, you know, we should be hearing Northfield. They do have to play Dodge County.
Yep.
You know, who had a good on the girls' side and has a fairly strong team on the boys' side, but Northfield's kind of at a different class when it comes to that Class A in the Southern Minnesota. So you should see them in the state tournament again. They could be easily a Double A team and compete, and they would probably be playing, south if they were in this.
There is that cutoff, and it just looks like, I don't know how the girls, maybe they opted up, or maybe there's less girls teams or something.
Yeah, I think there's less girls. How it works out.
So Northfield has to be, I would put money on, they have to be one of the two largest in Class A. I mean, it's just how it is. They've got MSHSL enrollments of almost 1,300.
I will never understand this. So New Prague is Double A. It's a town of 8,000 people.
Yeah.
But Northfield's Single A.
Yeah.
And it's considerably larger than New Prague. So how did they end up? I don't understand the cutoffs.
So New Prague has a huge district footprint. So they've got a lot of kids coming out from different areas. I mean, there's nothing in between them and Lakeville and Prior Lake and all that kind of stuff. I've looked at that kind of stuff too, but that whole community has got a lot of little towns. They've got a little versions of like Medford and Clinton Falls that all get sucked in there.
Into that school district.
It's interesting. And when you look at it, Northfield, I think they should be a Double A school, but hey, the cutoff is the cutoff. Yep. It is what it is. Don't have to apologize.
No.
They've got some great players. Cam Kaiser is amazing at hockey. Attention area golfers, are you ready to take your game to the next level this winter? Or maybe you're just looking to have a little bit of fun with your buddies this weekend? Look no further than Swing Lab Performance Golf Center, conveniently located just up the road in downtown Lakeville. At Swing Lab, their expert staff of PGA certified instructors are here to ensure your gear remains as sharp as your game, assisting with everything from comprehensive instructional sessions to individual club fittings. But wait, that's not all. Swing Lab's suite of cutting-edge simulators are the perfect destination to host your next golf-themed party or company outing. Winter rates range between $49 and $59 per hour and can accommodate up to 8 people at a time. Contact Swing Lab by calling 763-453-5892 or visit them online at swinglabperformancegolf.com. Swing Lab Performance Golf. Practice like a pro.
Repairs, we care. Locally owned, family run. All makes and models will get the job done. Trustworthy, award-winning service. We won't sell you what you don't need, and that's a promise. Runs Repair, always fast and fair. Runs Repair.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Car Time of Owatonna is your trusted hometown used car dealership. At Car Time, we believe in taking the hassle out of your car buying experience. With over 22 years of serving our local community, we know what it takes to find you the right vehicle at the right price. Our commitment to quality doesn't end with the sale. Our full service facility ensures that your car remains in top-notch condition, keeping you on the road with peace of mind. At Car Time, we care about your time. Visit cartimeofowatonna.com or call 507-446-9218.
With Buffet Your Way, you can order any pizza you want and we'll bake it and make sure you get the first slice. And with all our crusts, sauces, and toppings, we can make you 14,839,552 different pizzas. Just not, all at the same time.
Pizza Ranch, everyone's favorite buffet.
Lucas here at the Owatonna Pizza Ranch. Come on down to the Pizza Ranch buffet any time of day between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day of the week to enjoy Buffet Your Way at Pizza Ranch.
In this economy, when it comes to your financial security, it's important to trust your financial advisor. That's what sets Steve Zampa apart. Operating out of his office in Owatonna for more than three decades, Steve is a part of this community and takes a personal approach to managing your investments, understanding the difference between a return of your money and not just on your money. Reach out to the Zampa Agency today by calling 451-9343 and start securing your financial future. Steve Zampa, your personal financial advocate for 32 years. Stephen M. Zampa, representing American National Property and Casualty Company, Springfield, Missouri, and affiliates. Terms, conditions, and eligibility requirements. Supply.
Hello, this is Thomas Bottoma, loan officer at Premier Bank Minnesota. Are you a first-time home buyer looking to build or refinance? Premier Bank has you covered. Premier Bank can provide the right loan for your family's unique needs. Take advantage of easy online calculators and online application, plus a full-service loan department just for you. Contact Thomas Bottoma today to get started. Visit Premier Bank at premierbank.com. Minnesota-owned, Minnesota-operated, equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 403214.
Teamwork makes the dream work. We've all heard that line. At R&K Electric, we take your project from design to build while maintaining communication with you, the coach. Our team works efficiently with builders and other contractors to streamline processes. We complete projects for residential, commercial, agricultural, and industrial properties. We'll suit up and get in the game for any electrical work needed around Owatonna. Find us online at rkelectricmn.com. R&K Electric, power to the people.
Legacy, leaving a lasting impact. This is exactly what our family-owned company strives for. Over the last 50 years, R&K Electric has served residential, commercial, and industrial customers in Owatonna and beyond while honoring the core values that made us a trusted name in electricity in southern Minnesota. Honesty, integrity, and professionalism are what R&K continues to bring to our customers today. Learn more and reach out for a quote at rkelectricmn.com. R&K Electric, power to the people.
Are you looking for insurance coverage that understands your unique needs? Look no further than the Zampa Agency, your go-to insurance agent in downtown Owatonna. At the Zampa Agency, they're part of the winning American National Insurance Team and provide an all-star lineup of insurance options. From auto and home insurance to life and business coverage, the Zampa Agency has the playbook to tailor a winning strategy just for you. Steve understands the insurance game and is here to make sure you're protected every step of the way. Don't wait for the final buzzer. Reach out to the Zampa Agency today to request an appointment and start a conversation about your insurance need. Zampa Agency, your hometown insurance MVP. Call them at 507-451-9343. That's 507-451-9343 or visit them at zampaagency.com. Let's score a victory for your peace of mind.
100% digital, 100% sports, 100% local. You'll find it all at thehuskybulletin.com.